What's the word from Ben?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. What happens on Wall Street today will probably hinge on what Ben Bernanke says. The Federal Reserve Chairman will give Congress his economic forecast in about 10 minutes. The big question is, what's the most serious threat, inflation or recession? Either way, the economic clouds seem to be gathering. So far, Wall Street is adding to yesterday's losses. The Dow is down 35 points to 13,264. The NASDAQ has dropped 26, and the S&P 500 is down 4 points. In Asia today, stocks mirrored Wall Street's big losses yesterday. They were down about 3%. European shares are a tad higher so far. Ford turned in its third quarter numbers this morning. Wall Street's reaction, oh, you didn't stink as bad as I thought you would. Ford lost money, but not as much as the analysts predicted. More now from Elisa Roth.
Ford's still not selling enough cars, but with buyouts and other parts of its restructuring plan, the company's managed to cut its losses. Consultant Alan Baum says that for now, that's enough.
They're kind of treading water right now with respect to their retail. But from the financial perspective, this is a positive result.
Of course, if it's going to survive, Ford's eventually going to have to start selling more cars. But Baum thinks several new models are helping the company do just that and shake off some of its negative brand image. But Baum says all of the big three could be in for a nasty surprise.
The big kahuna waiting at the door is an economic downturn. And the American companies are particularly susceptible to that because they really don't have a margin for error.
And Ford could be particularly vulnerable. It's in the worst shape of the three. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
$832 an ounce. Gold is close to its all-time high of $850. People in South Africa are very excited about this. South Africa is the world's leading gold producer. Gretchen Wilson sent us this report from Johannesburg.
Gold has become an attractive investment hedge as the dollar hits record lows against the euro and plunges against other major currencies. Besides the weak dollar, the precious metal's been bolstered by supply and demand and general geopolitical uncertainty. Climbing oil prices also spark fears about inflation and send investors into gold, which is considered a safe haven. It's all sent the gold price up 32% this year alone. Bullish analysts say the price could reach $900 an ounce in the next few days. That is good news for South Africa's gold industry, and firms are now planning mine expansions they never dreamed of in the past. Gold's not the only South African metal on the rise. Platinum hit a new high of around $1,500 an ounce. Of course, these prices are pushing Africa's gold and platinum stocks higher on the local stock exchange. In Johannesburg, I'm Gretchen Wilson for Marketplace.
Gold prices and the weak dollar are probably going to come up today when Ben Bernanke visits Capitol Hill. No doubt the Federal Reserve Chairman will get quizzed plenty by Congress on all aspects of the economy. More now from Paul Brandis.
The Fed has two worries, inflation and a slowing economy, but each has a very different remedy. Raising interest rates controls inflation, but lowering them stimulates the economy. Last week, the Fed cut a key interest rate by 0.25%, but it's likely to be the last move for now. According to economist Alan Meltzer of Carnegie Mellon University, he says the challenge for Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is twofold.
The economy is, he sees, as balanced between the possibility of a downturn and a possibility of inflation. So he's going to try to maintain a stable policy and avoid both risks.
Meltzer thinks inflation will be the Fed's greater concern going forward, thanks to surging oil prices.
I think that represents a much more serious threat to the cost structure of American enterprise and to consumer spending.
In fact, he adds it's likely to overshadow the downturn in the housing market. In Washington, I'm Paul Brandis for Marketplace.
Yes, we've brought a cow into the studio this morning to tell you that the cattle call is over at Southwest. Starting today, passengers will be assigned spots in line instead of being herded into three large boarding groups. And Southwest has announced that business travelers can jump to the front of the line if they buy the more expensive walk-up fare. Plus, they'll throw in a free alcoholic beverage. How civilized. This is the Morning Report for Thursday, November 8th on marketplace.org. The head of the Environmental Protection Agency faces scrutiny today from a House Oversight Committee. Democratic Chairman Henry Waxman wants the EPA chief to explain why his agency approved a new coal-fired power plant in Utah. That's the first such permit since a landmark Supreme Court ruling on greenhouse gases. Sarah Gardner has more from our sustainability desk.
Waxman has chastised the EPA for approving a small coal-fired plant in northeast Utah this past summer. He says the Supreme Court ruled in April the agency can regulate carbon dioxide as a pollutant, and the agency is ignoring the threat of global warming by approving CO2-spewing power plants. David Doniger at the Natural Resources Defense Council agrees.
The power plants that are built now will be around for 50 or 60 years. It really matters what technology they choose to use.
A spokeswoman for EPA Chief Stephen Johnson wouldn't comment on his upcoming testimony. She said the agency is still weighing a decision whether to regulate greenhouse gases from power plants. Waxman is asking the EPA for a moratorium on permits for coal-fired plants until the agency takes CO2 emissions into account. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Retailers aren't usually very subtle about the holiday season. Deck the halls, pipe in the Christmas music, hit you over the head. But with the economic conditions the way they are, one retailer is looking for a little edge this weekend. Here's Lisa Napoli.
One big box store is trying to swank things up this weekend. Electronics retailer Best Buy has sent out an exclusive invitation to its top customers, inviting them to a private sale on Sunday night, chock full of freebie gift cards and deals on flat panel TVs.
What they're doing is inviting those that have spent over a certain amount, but they want people to feel like it's exclusive.
That's electronics analyst Adam Levin. He says by keeping it small, Best Buy is trying to do what high-end retailers do all the time.
The key is they're trying to find a way to connect with their best-spending customers on a more regular basis.
University of Michigan marketing professor Aradhana Krishna says in this ultra-competitive holiday season, it makes sense to woo your frequent buyers.
Sometimes it takes much less money to keep your loyals with you and to keep them happy than to try to attract people to you who've not bought from you before.
Another bonus, Krishna says, a private sale like the one Best Buy is having is likely to get customers to buy electronics as holiday gifts. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
What's worse than going on vacation and it raining the whole time? How about going on vacation because it'll be raining the whole time? There's a little tourist spot on the southern coast of India called Kerala. It's encouraging tourists to come for the weather. Mary Rose Abraham reports.
Imagine hearing this on the first day of your vacation. Now, imagine wanting to. Monsoons have made Kerala a lush tourist destination. During the dry season, that is. Now Kerala is trying to sell the rain as a reason to visit during summer and fall. Here's a bit from a promotional video on its tourism website.
The monsoons in Kerala do not take the pattern of incessant rains continuing for weeks. Virtually, it rains for a few hours with sunny interludes.
The tourism department has spent nearly 10 million rupees, or a quarter of $1 million, marketing the monsoons. Print and radio ads tout the romance of rain. Hotel prices are slashed. And cool weather is lauded as the best time for the area's popular therapeutic treatments.
We are trying to promote this rain and we are making it as a tourism product.
Susan Douglas is with the Kerala Tourism Department. She said they want visitors to get out into the rain too.
For example, we have some rain walks so the people can walk in the rain and some other musical programs in the rain.
Nearly 270,000 foreigners visited the state from January to June of this year, an increase of 20% compared to the same time last year. The state hopes for a similar increase when the numbers come in for the second half of the year, encompassing the two monsoons.
Amidst the joyful laughter of the wind and water, life shapes itself anew, in tune to the bitter patter of the rains.
In Kerala, I'm Mary Rose Abraham for Marketplace.
Business Week magazine is tallying votes this week for its list of the best young entrepreneurs in the country. They have to be 25 or under. We thought it'd be fun to meet one of these people. Brian Sims is CEO of Brass Media, based in Oregon. Brian publishes a magazine about money targeted to young people. When he was 19, he dropped out of college and gave up a full scholarship to pursue this business. Brian, was the magazine successful at that time?
No. Yeah. It was definitely not successful, and there was a lot of people that were pretty skeptical and saying, oh, why are you leaving school? You're not going to get another shot with scholarships like this. And so, I mean, it was the middle of 2003, and we were trying to raise money for a company starting a lifestyle money magazine out of Corvallis, Oregon. So not exactly a lot of people were investing in the idea at the time.
So why in the world would you drop out of school to do that when you had no idea if it would work?
Well, because of the fact that I'd started the company and then my dad was working at the company, I came home from school one time, I was talking with him and my mom about things, and they said that, like most parents said, we want you to stay in school and to get a degree. But in the same conversation, basically said that if Brass didn't get off the ground, that they were going to have to file for bankruptcy because we had, you know, put everything we had into it. And so I decided to leave school, move back home with my parents, and to focus on getting the business off the ground full time.
Now, I read a quote that you said you were trying to run your company like ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that.
Well, ESPN is a great model of a media company because they take a topic that people are interested in, so sports, and they put it in all types of different channels. So if you want ESPN, you know, you can go watch it on TV. You can go to their website. You can watch a video on their website. You can get stats on your cell phone from score updates. So the same idea with, you know, this generation of people, they want to get information on their watch and where they want it. So we're trying to position our company to offer information about money in all those different types of channels.
Give me an example of a story that I would read in your magazine that I wouldn't read, say, in Fortune or Forbes or any of the adult publications.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a couple things that I think make us a lot different. And one is just the whole style of how we produce content. We're very much sound bites of information. So we have tips, stats, lists. With this generation, they don't necessarily want to read 5 or 10 pages in an in-depth article. So that's kind of an overarching thing that's a little bit different. And as far as articles go, ours are just a lot more lifestyle focused. So whether that's how you can save money on road tripping with friends or what is a credit score and just kind of understanding the basics of what a credit score is. We also feature young people who are just starting to make it, and whether they're athletes, entrepreneurs, musicians, just kind of young people doing amazing things.
All right, Brian Sims, age 24, CEO of Brass Media. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Business Week will announce its top young entrepreneur on Monday. We'll have a link to Brian's magazine on our website, which is marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.